Blog Talk Radio.
DDP yoga, its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, hey, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
I've been doing this for a couple weeks, and people are starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're going to have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagine myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers. I've done gym memberships. I've done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another hour of DDP Radio. I am Diamond Dallas Page, and I am joined today by my good friend, the guy who's been with me from the beginning of it all, Robert. How you doing today, brother? On the stick, on the phones tonight, the headphones, the phone calls. How you doing, bro?
I'm hanging in there, man. I've still got that sinus thing going on, but I'm hanging in there.
So anybody who calls in tonight, we're going to take calls pretty early here, so let me give you the number right now. Robert will be the man you'll be talking to. The number is 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. Also joined by my brother Sparky, and that you'll also be working the chat room too, so throw that up there. Spark, how you doing tonight, bro?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. I'm hanging in there. For a short week, it's been long.
I understand that, bro. So is Stacy in the booth with us yet? Or is she, I know she was going to be calling in on the phone because she's traveling. Is she about in there yet, Robert?
She's not in yet.
Okay, so we will be joined by Stacy. Give me a heads up when she pops in. Before we get into tonight, we're going to be talking about emotional gravity tonight. It's all about trying to stay positive and moving forward. And if you're going to fall, fall forward. But sometimes we just pull ourselves down, you know, and be included. You know, we all do it. No one's can cause more damage to us than ourselves. So we'll get into that in a minute. But let me give you some other news first. Want to start pushing the retreat because they're already selling like crazy. The spots, if you want to do a DDP yoga retreat, go to ddpyogaretreat.com. The videos are up there. You can see testimonies from people. Robert, have we started to add in the reviews that people gave us for the retreat yet? Do we have a spot for that on the site so people can see what the people had to say?
Not yet. We're still adding that. But I did add all the pictures that everybody sent in from last year's retreat. So we've got those up there.
Yeah, it was an awesome time. So, you want to get that in now because we have an early bird special. It takes you up to, I can't remember, I want to say it's October 1st, but I'm not exactly sure. So if you want to get in there for the early bird special and save yourself some cash, head over to ddpyogaretreat.com. You'll see my sister's number. That's the Travel Smiths, one of the greatest, if not the greatest travel agent on the planet, because she actually really gives a shit. And we're doing two different weekends this year. One will be the 5th from the 9th, and then the 10th through the 15th. We've already got about 15 people that are already staying for all 11 days. So all the information's up there. If you have any questions, you can call in, and I'll synchronize it down to whatever you're asking me. If not, just really go to the retreat. I think it's pretty much all there. Robert, Marlon sent us a workshop that I'm going to be doing in New Hampshire, right? What's the date on that?
It is December 7th.
So anybody who's up in that Dover, New Hampshire area, we're going to be the people who are hosting it are at the Seacoast Kettlebell, and that's 23 Horn Street in Dover, New Hampshire. We're going to be doing that from 9 a.m. till 12 noon. You might want to check that if you're in that area. Also want to remind people that we've got the DDP Yoga Challenge, which is all about the blog and who's putting out the most inspiring blogs of the year. We're going to reward $5,000 to somebody in September because they've been going straight through for the last couple of months. It's really like the first three-month challenge, but we're going to be doing another one in 6 months. So you should start right now, and you'll qualify for that six-month video, not blog video, but video, blog, pictures, written copy, whatever you're doing to inspire people, not just yourself, but people who are, you know, want to go to your blog because they're looking to eliminate the emotional gravity. And that's something we're going to be talking about too, as I do all these announcements here. But our next $5,000 winner will be right before Christmas, right before Hanukkah, right before Kwanzaa, or as I like to refer it as Christmas Kwanzaa. You got them all in that one. So gets it all the way around, helps everybody out there. But we're going to be giving another $5,000 away to someone who's writing, and it's going to be voted on by Sparky and Robert and Stacy and Terry and Arthur and all the people who really wouldn't qualify. Doug, too. We got to get Sparky. Have you talked to Doug lately?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, man. That guy is he's got a lot of personal whirlwind going on right now, but he's doing pretty good.
Okay, well, let him to call me because it's been too long since I talked to him. And he has been checking out the blogs, though, right?
Yeah, he knows all about him. I've sent him a list, and we talked a little bit about it.
Okay, good. So we're all watching. We're watching what you're doing out there. And this really isn't about the money. It's about inspiring others, because when you inspire others, you inspire yourself. And we're going to go to a couple, you know, one specific email that really dealt with emotional gravity. It was on our site, and it was really sort of scaffed up by, because we do go to the site, we do read what people write. We don't comment every time, but you know, a lot of times we read it, and you know, and to see where the temperature is on Team DDP Yoga. So again, you know, in September, we will be awarding $5,000 for that first blog winner, and whoever doesn't qualify there gets to go on to the 6 month. And then we're going to do that at Christmas time, and then in June of next year, that'll be a whole year later, we're going to award someone else. And then out of those three awardees, someone's going to be awarded another $10,000. And then we'll start all over again. But, you know, the whole thing about the blog is about trying to get your story out there, how hard you're working, what you're trying to do, what secrets you have, whether it's recipes or, you know, maybe how you're doing the workouts or practicing even, you know, breathing, you know, working on meditation, whatever it is that helps you get to that spot. You know, I also want to let everybody know that Stevie Richards, a.k.a. Michael Manna, his real name, but, you know, he came down to my house and spent a night here with us at the accountability crib. And his whole point was, you know, I call him Stevie, and I explained to him, dude, no one knows who the fuck Michael Manna is. They know who Stevie Richards is from ECW, WCW, WWF, WWE. You know, that's who they know him as. And he's a really hard worker. He really gets the whole DDP Yoga program, and he really did really good for me and Yoga Doc. He got to come down and, you know, personally work with us, and he really he's really got his shit together. So he'll be certified very soon, and we do have our whole certification program, which segues into that. If you're looking, if you're doing DDP Yoga and you want to get, you know, certified, or you just want to learn more about everything that we're doing within the workout to take your workout to another level, you can go to DDPYogaCertification.com. All the information's right there. Yoga Doc heads it up, and he's doing a kick-ass job at it. So you got any questions, that's where you go for that. And, Sparky, at some point I might hand this show off to you and Stacy and Robert because I got a call from Buff Bagwell tonight. And Buff, the stuff, you know, he's putting out – he put out his hand to just reach out there. And, you know, we'll see what we can do for Buff just to help him you know, just get a little bit straighter. So I'll keep people posted on that, and hopefully that'll turn into something really positive, like has for Jake and for Scott. But before we start, because we are talking about motivation and emotional gravity, one end to the other. One time you're one day you're high, the next day you're low. It's how do you keep that high? I just got to read something here, and this was actually put up on my own Diamond Dallas Page blog, and then it was put on DDP Yoga, and her name is Lorianne Catino, and that's C-A-T-I-N-O, and she writes 100 days, exclamation point. Yes, today marks 100 days for me of a raw vegan, and I've had an amazing journey so far. That is, I've never felt better. I've lost 88 pounds total. I went from a size 24 to a 10 jeans. Just want to thank all my friends and family who supported me and helped me along the way. Especially love, blah, 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 for recipes, da, 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 da. But 100 days, she's lost 88 pounds. And she's got three before pictures and three after pictures that are amazing. So she put this up on my page. So I started to look through, and I saw, wow, she's got 92 well, at that time, she had about 70-some comments. So I had no idea if she was doing DDP yoga or if she just did this through her the vegan thing. So I wrote, great job, girl. And then she wrote back, Diamond Dallas Page, wow, thank you so much. I could not have done it without the strength you have given me through DDP yoga. I still have your voicemail saved. Hope to thank you personally someday. Live in 90%. So I was like, okay, so that, and I guess I just wanted to be really clear, so, because I didn't want to, think that, maybe she started a month ago or something. And so I wrote, Lorianne, did you achieve this awesome goal with DDP yoga and eating vegan? And then she writes back, by the way, this time it's like 88 comments that she has up there. And she writes, Diamond Dallas Page, yes, sir. She could just call me DDP, but I'll just put that in there now. When I first was DDP yoga program, I was sick. Sick of life. Sick of being overweight. Sick of trying fad diets. Sick of physically PCOS. As soon as I read the program about eating gluten-free lifestyle, I changed that day. Tossed everything in the kitchen out. Went 100% gluten-free. I even have pictures of it, laughing out loud. Exactly 30 days later, the PCOS had decreased dramatically, and I was functioning as a normal woman. Not even a team of doctors and specialists, nor any other medications have given me the results. Oh, that means I got to pull this up here because my eyes are blocking out here. Had given me, let me see where I'm at here. Okay. Not even a team of doctors and medication ever gave me the results that your program did. So I went crazy looking for the power of food and proper eating. I was amazed how changing your food could heal your body. I watched documentaries and read books like 80-10-10 and the China Study and decided 100 days ago I was going to detox my body, go raw vegan, definitely different than raw vegan, different than vegan. It sounds extreme to some, but the results speak loud and clear. However, during the detox, the beginning stages, they recommended non-strenuous workout. That's where the DDP yoga fit in perfectly. It's the best program out there for changing your life. I admit I do not do it every day, but when I do, I do it diligently. But but the toning up and the strengthening was the best. I don't know what my future holds for me right now, but I do know wherever I go, my raw food diet, my Manduka, and my DDP yoga is going with me. Thanks again for being a part of my ongoing journey. I will reach my goal someday. So she hasn't reached her goal yet, but she looks great in these pictures, and she had so many comments back and forth. And there's just a woman sharing her story, and we're going to share another side of this with someone else who had written something up on Team DDP Yoga. But I wanted to address this first. when you start to take, and she went like to totally real food. Like there's no processed food at all when you're eating raw vegan, because you're eating raw food. You're eating living food. So, you know, I'm not telling anybody to do that, but I'm telling you the people I know who do that love it. You know, the people who eat, that's eating at another level of clean that, you know, I've never tried to do because I know I'll get too damn skinny, which should be a hint to people who are trying to lose weight that you'll get too skinny. You know, you'll get skinny at a point that, you know, for me personally, it's too much because my metabolism's too fast. But someone who's trying to lose weight and trying to hit that wall, like Mikey Mullins had called me up and was asking me, I was like, Mike, come on the show. Let's answer the question there. But here's a person that had pulled out all that garbage, all that processed shit out of her diet. I don't mean on a diet, I'm not eating, but she eats, and all of a sudden, amazingly better. You got to realize they're drugging us with this shit food. Anybody who's listening, please go watch the movie Food Inc. Watch the movie. You can get Food Inc. on Amazon Plus. And watch the movie Genetic Roulette.
Dude, all of a sudden, you're breaking up real bad, man.
Oh, beautiful.
No, you sound like a robot, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, Marky, take control.
Yeah. So go ahead and pop back in. So he was saying, watch that movie. Another one, Robert, I don't know if you've seen this, man, but Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. If you're not going into the total raw vegan kind of thing, this guy, Joe Cross, and Dallas was talking about him a couple weeks ago, went to an entirely juice diet where he just...
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
Everything. Are you there, bro?
Yeah, that was just bizarre. Okay.
Okay. All right, we had a little technical difficulty, folks, and the show was calling itself. So, but Pat's nearly dead.
Well, before you go any further, let's welcome Stacy to the show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're doing good. We just lost Dallas for a little bit. His phone was breaking up, and he was talking about emotional gravity, but he hit the girl on the site who posted in Team DDP Yoga, Lorianne Catino. Did you see that?
What an amazing story. I mean, talk about inspiration.
Oh, God, she looks amazing because she took her before and after pictures, and for anybody who hasn't seen it, you should go check it out on the timeline because that will show you what motivation is looking at your before and afters.
Yeah, are you back, bro?
Yeah, I'm back, and good point, Sparky, you know, because that's why I encourage everyone to take the six pictures. She didn't take the six pictures, and you know, because she'd have had them up there. But at least she had some pictures where she started and where she is right now. Can you guys hear me clear? Am I coming across clear now?
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So bottom line is getting the garbage food out of her system is going to make you feel better. Now, she took it to, you know, as far as you can take it. When you're taking it to going raw vegan, that's what my brother is. He doesn't eat anything but raw food, meaning it's grown out of the ground, you know, and that's going to make you feel the best. You know, that I'll guarantee you. So the more of that you get into your diet, the more real live food you get into your diet, the better you're going to feel. But let's talk about the other side of it, you know, and Stacy, you brought this to my attention. I'm not sure if Sparky, you saw it first or Robert or somebody did, but you saw a blog that Brandon had put up.
Yeah, I saw it. Well, I noticed it this morning, and I was just so struck by his honesty because I think it's something we all go through, this, you know, sometimes intense bouts of emotional gravity and wanting to throw in the towel. I think it's very common, but a lot of people don't want to be open about it, including me sometimes. You know, so I really applaud him for being so forthright with it.
Well, I mean, it was Sparky. Do you have it pulled up? Because I want people to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you put it up, Team DDP Yoga, you want people to hear it. That's why you wrote it. So why don't you read it, bro?
Okay, this is Brandon Ramdas. And here it goes. Lately, I've been slipping down mentally, physically, and emotionally since the Kyle Cease event. I came back home strong and motivated and inspired. I feel great. But then about mid-August, my energy level has been low, and I don't want to be around anyone. I don't know why this is coming about. I do my meditations before bed, and I sleep great now, but I still feel tired midday. Not like I need a nap, but more like I do not have the energy to get my workouts done. I did a great diamond cutter last night, but I took the weekend off from doing any workout, and today's workout was just okay. Aside from the fatigue, I'm just tired of everything. I'm tired of this raw food detox, tired of weighing myself, tired of having to be conscious and monitor everything I choose to eat, tired of medications, supplements, work, customers, almost everything, and I just feel so negative. Mentally, I don't feel creative right now. I have an idea for a book series that I want to write, but I just don't feel inspired to put the pen to the paper. Physically, I feel too tired to do my workouts properly, and I see myself as failing in my goals. Emotionally, I can't take the negative criticism anymore. Don't get me wrong. If I do something wrong, I want to be told so I can correct it, and that's okay. But when somebody's attacking me for my character and who I am, I just can't take it. I explode. I think I know why, though. As a teen in school, when I was bullied, I never retaliated. I never stood up for myself. After my school days, I promised myself I would never let anyone do something to me or say something to me without standing up for myself. But I realize now I've been standing up for myself with anger. Anybody got some good tips for releasing anger and frustrations? And don't tell me meditation and yoga, because I'm doing both.
Okay, so Stacy, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I of course, like I said, related to a lot of it, and I have my own history with being bullied and not fighting back, and as you all know, my story of dropping the weight and transformation and all that. There's also something else that goes with that emotionally. And that is, you know, when I wasn't drugging myself with food, all the feelings from all the years past, eventually they're going to bubble up. And it can be very overwhelming. And I've, you know, went through ins and outs with this, and sometimes it does manifest in, you know what, I'm just tired of this. I just don't want to do it anymore. And, it's, you know, I'm always, I think, going to be a little tempted by food to check out. You know, to numb out with food. And I wrote back to Brandon and explaining this, that I think this is what might be going on with you. You know, you're experiencing some intensity. You're not medicating with food, and it just feels a little much right now. And I remember, Dallas, you suggested to me to get in touch with some of my anger and to build confidence to do some jiu-jitsu or some boxing.
Right.
You know, which I did, and that actually did feel very empowering. So there are things, what I love about DDP yoga is it can strengthen you and lead you to do other things. So I said to Brandon, if you want to try some martial arts or boxing, go for that, because that might be just what you need. Shake yourself out of it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, again, you just said the same thing I was saying to you, and sometimes you just got to fight back. You know, and,
yeah,
and to pull yourself out to change that story. I mean, if there's one thing I think every kid should do, especially a kid growing up, should do in some kind of jiu-jitsu. You know, because it's, you know, I've actually worked out with the Gracies, and, you know, and it's so easy to learn that. And then it comes like anything, it's repetition is the mother of learning. And because if some kid was never push you or whatever, he's pushing, you just pull him back, and next thing you know, he's on the ground and you're on top. Like, whoa, yeah, how did that happen? You know, it's all about using body leverage and stuff, and it's a non-impactive sport until you get to a point where that's where you want it to be, and then it's very impactful. But either way, I think that, you know, again, it comes down to this show that we did a couple of weeks ago, the story that we tell ourselves, too, and how we will pull ourselves down. Well, what do you think about that, Sparky?
I totally related to Brandon because, I was bullied in high school, and not to the extremes. Like, some kids get terrible stuff to bully, but
You know, I can remember one time getting thrown over a desk into a counter, and it scared the shit out of me and embarrassed me so bad because one of the jocks was like, there's almost a geek fight, and they were laughing about it. I could have been hurt, and I was hurt, and I carried a steel club in my book bag for a semester after that. But it shaped my personality, and it's impacted me to today because I have problems latching onto people and making friendships and, you know, try to protect myself, and I don't emotionally attach very well. And, you know, you kind of keep that inside, and it builds up with anger, and there's not a way to vent that out. So I totally understand where he's coming from. And that's one of the reasons why I love DDP Yoga and all the people here, because, you know, DDP Yoga gives you an outlet to sort of work out the frustrations. I don't have that anymore, you know, and I do get along a lot better now with people. I've learned how to sort of transform myself, and DDP Yoga was a part of that. But people here are so accepting that it kind of helps you to reform and reshape and reteach you how to trust people again, and how to think positively about people, and how to really grasp and hold the relationships that count and release the ones that don't matter.
Well, and that's an awesome point, Spark, because
yeah.
One of the things that I want to bring up in 1 second, but I just want to, Robert, I haven't even picked up my message thing here, but let me know if we have any people call in, because if you want to call in, you want to ask questions, you want to be a part of what we're doing, just pick up the phone, and the number is 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216, and then I hit 1, and you'll go right to Robert. One of the things that, you know, it's, you know, it always hits me right between the eyes when I hear someone telling me, and this is exactly what what Brandon said, that he doesn't want to hear anything more from negative people. Well, you control that, Brandon. You control the people that you're around. Now, if you're in a work environment, that's a little different. But outside of work, and you still have choices there, depending on what your position is. But if it's the job, then get another fucking job. You know, work towards that. It's easier to get a job when you got a job. If it's there, if they're your people that you hang out with. Nikita Koloff said that, and Nikita's a former superstar wrestler, preacher, now preacher. You can catch him on The Preacher's Daughter. I think he's on a reality show now, but he's a preacher, and he's the real deal. Nikita walks the talk, and he said something to Scott Hall not long ago when him and Lex were hanging out together. The three of them were hanging around, and he said to Scott, you become the five people you hang out the most with. You become those people, pieces of those people. So you have the choice whether you're going to hang out with someone who's a negative. You know, there's no one in my life, and I mean it. When I tell you there is no one who gets to hang around me that's negative. Now, if I'm trying just to shift them, to help them, that's different. But I don't play that negative bullshit. You know, if someone gets up, you know, they're going to walk around with their head up their ass, I don't want to be around you. Like, go home, go do something else, come back when you're in a better mood, or don't come back. But, you know, you actually do get to pick the people you hang out with, bro. So if there's any, you know, advice on that, that's the part I would give you. As far as you know, the workout, and don't let you hear that meditation and the workout doesn't help you. I'm going to say right now, bullshit, because it's the greatest stress reliever. Any workout is the greatest stress reliever you will do. So, bullshit. Get on the mat, and like you hit that diamond cutter and kicked ass on it, go back to what was working for you. You know, do it more intensely. You know, if that's what you need. Go join a jiu-jitsu gym. You know, go to a boxing gym. Go somewhere where you can just, you know, get some aggression out if that's what you have. But I'll tell you, holding anger doesn't do shit for you but hurt you. Being the victim doesn't do shit for you. It hurts you. So, again, I call that emotional gravity, where no one can pull you down more than you. Somebody says something, you might have heard them. Not, you know, you didn't hear them clearly, like me and my girl. You know, she'll say something and I'll go, what did you say? Or I'll say something, she'll go, what did you say? And if I say it again, she'll go, what did you mean by that? Oh, it wasn't what I was thinking. So, you know, it's a part of my daily life, because everybody hears things maybe the wrong way. So maybe you should ask that person, what did you mean by that? You know, because I always think that if there's someone talking shit about somebody, I've done this my entire life. I will get that person and the other person who's saying they said that and put us all three together and tell me, so what happened here? You know, tell me exactly what happened. And normally everybody's attitude changes. Oh, no, I didn't mean that. So I just, it's like, be clear. That's the one thing I'd help you. And it's so easy to go, oh, man, today sucks. This is the worst ever. I'm going to suck at this. Well, that's easy. Saying I'm going to kick ass, I'm unstoppable, I'm going to break through every wall there is, that's a challenge. And God doesn't put walls in front of us. I learned this from a guy named Randy Posh. God does not put those walls in front of us to keep us out. Or she doesn't put those walls in front of us to keep us out. God puts those walls in front of us to make us see how much we want it, how much we're willing to work for it. And that's where I'll go with that. I'm going to go to my first caller here, and I see we got the Yoga Doc on here. Hey, Doc, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Doc.
Good, man. We're just
talking
about emotional gravity. I'm sure you've never gone through any emotional gravity, huh, Doc?
Oh, never. Absolutely not. no way. No. Absolutely not. Just, you know, even if you're walking through walls of shit, you go, wow, look how well that's constructed. man, how much do I want them? Phenomenal stuff, guys. I'm just calling in to say hello. And, Dallas talked about working with Stevie Richards over on Monday. And, you know, that was just an amazing experience. And, you know, there are already people who are expressing concerns and maybe they can't go through the program. I'm talking about the DDP Yoga Certification Program. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. I'm not sure if I can do all the moves. Do you have to be able to perform every single thing? I say, no, you just have to be able to teach it. It would be good if you were able to perform everything, and you'll get there. All you just have to do is just keep doing the workouts. But, I'm just checking in, letting everybody know if there are any questions or anything about the certification program. You got me. I'm there. If you're signed up, hit the forums or hit me on my Yoga Doc at DDPYoga.com. But and we'll get you through any gravity you may have.
So Doc, just stick around. If you have any questions come up, you're right here. Okay, let's go to Donnie. Don, you there?
Yes, sir.
Where are you calling in from, Don?
I'm calling in from Nashville.
Okay, cool. We have a lot of people do DDP Yoga in Nashville.
I know we do. Keep pushing them around up here. I'm just calling in with my one-year update. 1 year was September 1st, and I'm 88 pounds down, 42 inches total loss.
Good job, brother.
Had a little slowdown in my life. I feel great. I feel better than I have in a long time. And if it wasn't for DDP Yoga with this past year, the stuff that I went through between ankle injuries and then my dog passing away just before the retreat, and so that kind of slowed me down on my intensity with the workouts, but it was the workouts that was able to get me through, because just like you're talking about emotional gravity, that ripped me apart beyond belief. And
I can relate to that.
Only way I was able to focus on anything was to roll the mat out. And I literally brought my mat into my bedroom so I could stay in there with my dog, and I would do the workouts there. Not as intense, not as many workouts, but I did them. And then the retreat came, and it came at the perfect time. With everybody around, they just lifted me up and helped me get through that time of my life. So thank you to you and everybody at Team DDP Yoga.
Well, thanks for calling in, bro, because, you know, we've all, well, I wouldn't say all of us, but I know on this line there's quite a few of us who have lost animals, and animals can be damned. They can be more frigging. That could kill you more than some of the people in your family,
yep.
You know, just because you have that relationship with that animal. You know, it's strong. So I'm glad to hear your other side of it. And you'll always have that, you know, animal with you, man. That's why Spooky is, you know, back when I first was on the internet in 1996 when I was wrestling, and I wanted what I called the UDC, the Union of Diamond Cutters. We had we were online, me and my buddy Rich Schmick. We had put together the first wrestler's website. And hold on, is that you, Buff? I'm kind of not sure if that's Buff or not. We put together the first wrestler website, and any of my people from UDC, I'd say put up a sign or let me know that Spooky sent you. And that was my little black cat. And that little black cat's still everywhere with me today. I mean, she's gone now, but you know, you develop a relationship with animals. You know, dogs and cats. It's strong. So keep yourself pulled down and just remember the great memories, you know, and that's, you know, same family members. You know, you gotta just remember the great memories and move on to the next day. You know, that's what it's about. Thanks for calling in, Donnie.
All right, I appreciate it.
See Congratulations, you Don.
Oh, he's here. Okay, hey, Frank, I put this over to Robert, to you and Stacy. I got to go. Buff just here, so I'm going to give him a talking, and we'll see what happens with that, and I'll keep you guys posted next week about that. All right, guys.
All right,
good night. Bye-bye.
All right. So, Stacy, with what Dallas was talking about there with the emotional gravity and stuff is pretty tough. So I think we still got them walking away, but that's cool. And do we got more callers? Robert?
Yeah, we've got a couple more. Let me see, we've got. No. Let me take a look here. We just got done. Let's go to Mike Mullins.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike, brother.
Hey, I just want to check in. First of all, I want to say on site, Dallas is coming. He just announced the Seacoast Kettlebell in Dover, New Hampshire, which is literally like two streets over from me. So he'll have some wheels while he's here, which will be cool.
Nice. Yeah, we've got that listed up on ddpyoga.com if you want to check it out.
Yeah, I'll hit him up this week and just let him know that I'm available for whatever he needs that weekend. But, so I actually talked to Dallas a couple days ago, and we were talking. He's hoping to come and bring the topic up to the group at the radio show as well.
Mm-hmm.
I had been, you know, as I've been honest with my past struggles with plateaus, I've hit like three of them now since I've started this program. And last week on the show when I called in, he advised me to start the phase three eating. He said it wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be kind of extreme, but it was a step that I needed to take. So I put that into action this week along with Nolan Bobbitt, who I've been throwing ideas off of. He switched to phase three eating this week too. And I'm not going to lie and say it was easy, but as I've been doing the phase three eating, I've honed in on some things that I've kind of lacked on the past couple months. You know, you always tell yourself, looking at it from your perspective, I'm doing everything right. Why isn't this happening? Why isn't the weight coming off? And sometimes it takes a little bit of an outside perspective, like someone like Dallas, to come in and, you know, say, well, were you doing this? Were you doing this? You doing that? And you realize that when you've done the program as long as I have, I've been doing this almost 2 years now, you kind of get used to getting into the routine of your eating, getting in the routine of working out, and it becomes second nature to the point where sometimes you let things slip through the cracks that you normally would have been focused on at the beginning. So I just realized that, you know, if you guys are having trouble with plateaus or anything like that, don't be afraid to just, you know, I always say self-realization is one of the most powerful tools you can have for yourself, because if you can't admit to yourself that you're not doing something right, it's not going to change. And sometimes you need to just look in the mirror and say, what am I doing and what can I do to change this to make this work for me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it took for me to get past my plateau and I've been on phase three eating for about 3 days now, and I'm just killing it, and I've already lost weight, and it's definitely what I needed, a little bit of a jump start, and just to really hone in on things that I've slipped through the cracks. So,
you went ahead, and because I know you were talking about the food combining and stuff, so you're right in with the food combining, and
yep.
you're restricting, doing like calorie restriction at night and stuff, right?
Oh, I'm writing down a week's worth of meals at a time and shopping for that, and I've actually followed it to a T, because that worked for me at the beginning, because I was so set in my routine, I knew what I could eat, I knew what I couldn't eat, and I just changing it up a little bit was kind of overwhelming for me, so I actually wrote a week's worth of meals and snacks out, and I've been just checking them off as I go, and the food combining thing, it's a little different to get used to, because I'm such a cooker, like I cook all the time, and I'm always making all these really cool, like interesting meals. And just having the meat and protein, the protein and vegetables is kind of boring for me, but it's what I need to do right now to get where I need to be, and I'm committed to do that. I don't care how boring it is. It's, you know, I can handle it.
I love the combo, what you said, self-realization, and the other word I like in there is change, because to me, change is one of the most powerful words in the dictionary, because if something's not working, change it. You got to do something different. And like you said, you got to realize that, you know, you have to know who you are and what you're doing and recognize that to get on.
Absolutely, man.
Sweet.
And I incorporated your juicing into my my routine, too. I've used a bunch of your recipes that you sent me a long time ago, so I appreciate that, Sparky. I'm still finding that email you sent me useful. So.
Awesome. I appreciate that, bro. So the people know, what's the biggest crack? If you can just give them, like, a quick tip on if they're going to make that switch to phase three. What's, like, the biggest thing? Because you said things that were falling through the cracks and whatnot. What was the biggest thing that you found pushed you forward?
I wasn't really falling off the gluten-free thing much. Of course, there was times where I couldn't have a gluten-free option. But it was just, like, you know, I was really, like, meticulous about weighing my meals and making sure I was eating the portions right. And I found myself snacking more than I should have. And I always said to myself, well, I'm gluten-free, so that's what counts. But, you know, we all know you can be gluten-free and still eat, like, complete dog shit. So I just needed to tighten up my belt and just really just tighten up my belt and put a ring around what I was doing and just, you know, reel it in a little bit. I'm pretty good at reeling myself in when I see I've gone too far, and that's what it took this time around, is just, you know, tightening my belt and making things work.
Awesome, bro.
That's great.
Well, Much continued success as you start phase three, and keep in touch. And I actually might be hitting you up, because I'm finding myself at a plateau that I'm not real happy with, and actually the eating like shit and Stacey, the emotional gravity of it, I found myself at the bottom end of a box of nut tins the other day. They were great, but that was like a ton of carbs.
Yeah, man, I hear you. Yeah, hit me up, man. We'll talk.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right, guys.
Sparky, good night. Thanks, Mike. And Sparky, I've done that too. And to me, it's just like a nice little red flag that something's amiss. But, you know, I do take comfort in the fact that at least it was nothing. You know, it wasn't something that's going to set my system off into this haywire, you know, trying to heal from the gluten and inflammation, you know. But I allow myself. I was talking to a fellow emotional eater today, and she's like, you know, now I do accept that sometimes I'm going to go off a little bit, but I'm not going to go haywire. But that's part of life, and it's okay. You know, I don't beat myself up when it happens, but it's also a red flag that, okay, time to just be a little more aware of what I'm feeling or what might be going on here.
Yeah, I tell you what, I should have seen it coming too, because after I tried the banana swirl, the frozen banana treat that you had, I started with carb cravings, and I'm like, I'll just do the blueberries, I'll do the frozen blueberries, and I was eating like a lot of those, and then that turned into rice pudding for me, and then the rice pudding turned into a box of nothing. So yeah, it's time to, just because it's gluten free doesn't mean you can eat it all.
It's so true, and it's tempting because there's so much good gluten-free stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, yeah, it is important to, like, just be, like Mike was saying, sometimes you do have to sort of put the cap on it and say, okay, there's got to be a beginning and an end.
Yeah, definitely there does. So I think we got a couple more people and coming in on the line, but we have a question. Robert, you might know this. I know they talked about the DDP Yoga app, and there was some work going into it. I know they were in discovery stages. Do you know any info on that?
I don't know anything about the app. I know that it's in development, but I haven't gotten an update on that in probably 2 or 3 months.
Okay. Yeah, so the last I knew it was the same thing was I know Steve mentioned it in like a breath that they were doing some discovery and some development on it. So still coming, and Steve is looking into it. I know Robert and everybody else is excited for it. So, Don, there's your answer. Kind of vague, but it's still coming.
If I can add to it, I can just say, you know, I was over at the crib the other day, and they are talking about it. They're talking about aspects of it. And yet there's really no specifics in regard to dates. But it's not something that's just been put to the side. It's definitely something that there's focus. It's just there's a lot of things going on right now. And, you know, like Shark Tank, you know.
I know Steve had talked about a lot of the stuff that was going into it, and with how many moving parts that there are in general with DDP Yoga and how much stuff that he was looking at for that app, which sounds really, really cool. It's not something that you want to come out tomorrow. You want it done right.
Yeah, so. Definitely.
Yeah, and since Yoga Doc's still here, man, I got an email that you're probably going to be the best person to answer it. It's a question about the catcher position.
Okay.
It says, when I drop down, my heels come off the floor. I can get deep doing this, but need to balance on the front of my feet. I turn my feet outwards, but I still can't go very deep without lifting my heels. Is that okay, or am I doing it wrong?
Totally fine. You know, especially back in the old days in DDP Yoga version 1.0, Dallas used to say, you know, you cheat till you can't cheat no more. This isn't even cheating. It's actually you're still performing the position. You know, you've got everybody is coming from different places. That was a lady who mentioned that, or
it was a guy.
A guy? Okay. Well, sometimes guys wear high heel shoes too. No, just kidding. just people. It depends on, you know, where you're coming from. A lot of people will have tight calves. Their Achilles heels will be tight. Let's say running and such. It's everybody comes from a different place. Long story short, keep doing it. Get up on your heels to start. You know, experiment with getting, you know, a heel or two down, and it will, you know, it should begin to loosen up over time. It's all about reps.
Sweet. Hey, while we have you, another question popped up, and it was the first one in the chat, and it was about moves and some stretching. It was from George. I guess he got a back spasm and one in the middle of his back between his shoulder blades, and was asking what stretches and exercises from DDP Yoga are best to do with that.
It's a help trick. Spasms, as far as spasms in the middle back, between shoulder blades. You know, it's funny. Sometimes people will have a spasm in their middle back between their shoulder blades, even when they're lying on their stomach and raising a leg up toward the ceiling, you know, doing more of an extension position. What happens with that is it obviously you've got, you know, there's a lot of tension in the rhomboids and in the spinal, these spinal stabilizers and erectors. A lot of the stuff that will help release that is, first of all, even just doing the cannonball and even going from cannonball into bridge, cannonball, forward bends, like forward folds, seated forward folds, things like that, that you wouldn't think. It's like, wait a minute, that's my hamstring, that's my low back. But you're working your upper back too. One thing I like to do right off the bat, you know, even just waking up in the morning, I know it's not part of the DDP Yoga workouts, but try to find, you know, if you've got like a sleigh bed or something where you've got something you can hang on to that's not going to rip off of its hinges, you grab onto it and bend your knees, sink your hips back, almost like you're trying to water ski. you know, where you bend your knees and lean back, and reach your arms forward and just stretch, dropping your head and trying to loosen up your upper back that way. But a lot of that stuff, you know, has to do with the combination of the low back to upper back connection. You know, and you just, you keep moving with it, stretching shoulders, anything where even doing the touchdown side bends, or even bringing your hands up overhead, clasping your hands, and then sitting deep into Thunderbolt will also help with your upper back.
That's awesome. So there's a litany for you.
you've got
a workout to get that done. Actually, that
there
one hold on to the sleigh bed and leaning back, that actually sounded relaxing when you were saying that. I'm going down and trying it off my Smith machine.
Oh, yeah, man. You do that. You hang off the Smith. You hang off the sleigh bed. And, you know, bend your knees, lean back. And sometimes, you know, if your upper back's real tight, you'll even feel a locked-up vertebra, you know, move back into place, you know, or just pop and come apart appropriately.
Sweet. So where are we sitting with callers, Robert? We got about 10 minutes left, folks, and we're going to cut the calls off here in a couple minutes if we still have some.
Yeah, we've got two left. The first one up is Travis.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing good, brother.
I'm sorry, one at a time.
I just wanted to give you some love, brother, man. You slayed last month's challenge, man.
Yeah, I did all right. You know, I don't think I did as well as like Liz or Christina.
Well,
they're rock stars. They absolutely killed it.
They absolutely did. Actually, I love some of the stuff that Liz was doing and Liz was posting, and Christina, like, you rocked it beginning to end. And totally were a monster with it. And you're absolutely right. You watched them. There was growth there with them doing it. Like, watching them being like, I'm going to try this, and then watching them at the end being like, look at what I'm doing. It was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. See, it was challenging just to, you know, hold some of the poses and then blog at the same time, whatever else. I did one post where I did wrap and burn and hold it for time and kind of multitask and blog at the same time and do a video blog and post something up there. So that was a little challenging. So, but that was kind of cool. But I just wanted to, you know, do a shout out there because I hit my 185. Pound goal here. So that was the first goal when I started DDP yoga back in November last year. So I'm down to that weight now. Couldn't have done it without DDP yoga. And now it's just a matter of getting a little bit stronger and seeing where I can take my body from here.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
And we were talking about earlier, tell people if you don't mind telling them, you do martial arts and whatnot too, so you have some experience with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you're talking about the judo and the jiu-jitsu. I do both of them. I do, you know, I've done, you know, Danzen jiu-jitsu. I do Sandoich jiu-jitsu. I've, you know, done Kodokan judo. I do that on a regular basis. And you know the big thing that you don't hear about, you know, yeah, you know, martial arts, judo and jiu-jitsu and everything is good for getting aggressions out and all that great stuff there. But when you really get into the dojo, it's all about something you call mutual benefit. And what I mean is that, you know, you have to be able to learn, work with your partner when you're doing a technique, when you're doing a throw, when you're doing an armbar, when you're doing a wrist lock, what the case is. Well, you know what? Somebody else has to take that wrist lock and you know, for you to learn how to do it. So, you know, you do it, and you're doing a little bit of force so they can feel, you know, feel the technique, but you don't do it so hard where you're going to just bust the guy's arm or break the guy in half. And so you're learning to work with each other, and you're learning at the same time to fall. That's one of the first things we learn, you know, in doing judo and jiu-jitsu is you learn what's called ukemi. You learn how to roll and to fall. And you learn that so that way you know how to take a fall so you can get back up and do it again. Now, you know, you hear it time and time again here, you know, the fall down seven times, get back up eight. Well, It's because you learn how to, you're going to get thrown. It's just a matter of fact.
That's awesome.
And you just have to be able to, to get backed up and never get backed up and win with your heart and with whatever you're doing and keep that going.
Hey, we're totally breaking up on your call, brother. So hang in there. I hope to see you in this month's challenge because I know you're going to kill that. You could probably walk into those 100 bang salutations right now.
I'm waiting for the video there, Scruffy. So whenever you post that up on the where you're training, whatever, that'll be great.
Okay, sweet. All right, take it easy, brother. Thanks for the call, man.
Yep, talk to you later.
Thanks, bro. I have no idea what the last thing he said was.
Yeah, me neither.
Interpreter.
The very last I didn't catch, but we have we were going through. We put up a new challenge on the Warriors and Training site, and it's a 100 bangs salute. Okay, it's basically
what a wonderful name.
We didn't go triple X on Team DDP Yoga, but what we did do is we strung a series of moves together from ignition to touchdown to forward bend to plank or to down dog to plank back to down dog and then basically right back up into diamond cutter, and that's what we're calling the bang salute. And we're going to get people videotaping those, stringing 100 of them together by the end of the month. I'm figuring it's going to take about 45 or 50 minutes to get through the whole thing. But, So if there's somebody who's going to do it and could probably walk into it today, it's Travis. That dude is in great shape. He's really knowing everything. And I wouldn't be surprised if Christina and Liz did it themselves in the next couple of weeks, too. So it should be pretty awesome. We got one more
caller for tonight, and we've got Pat.
Hello?
Hey,
Pat.
What's up, guys?
How's it going, bro?
Not too bad. I just want to share some positive news with you guys. So for starters, about 14 months ago, I started at 340 pounds, and now I'm closing in on 270. So
wow.
I really am killing it.
That's amazing.
And but what's more amazing to me, though, has been the transformation mentally where I cut a lot of those negative influences out of my life. When I got DDP Yoga, the whole point for me was to use as a foundation to kind of rebuild my life. And, we've all been there, struggled through jobs we don't like and stuff like that, and I knew I had to go through what I had to go through. And on day 365, 1 year exactly, I got a call back from a new job. I now work at a health food store where I get to help people start changing their lives, which is like the ultimate form of paying it forward.
Mm, yeah.
That's amazing. That's fantastic.
It's crazy because I get to order gluten-free, dairy-free, minimal processed items for people, and then I get to explain all over just how I learned.
Wow. Are you sharing some of this on Team DDP Yoga?
I have to get on Team DDP Yoga more often. I've been doing it on Facebook, but I got to get more of it on DDP Yoga.
Awesome, because that's one thing. Go ahead, Stacey.
Well, what Pat's sharing is when one aspect of your life changes, whether it looks like it's just your weight changing, he changed from the inside out, and that's going to change your entire life, as he has discovered. So that's so cool.
Exactly, and it's weird when you look back and you see how much you've changed, you think, you're like, why would I ever want to stop, Like when those moments get you down, when that emotional gravity does get you down, you look at how far you've come.
Absolutely. Wow, well, Pat, I know you're going to keep changing people's lives through your new job. That is absolutely wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is very, very cool, bro. So, now you have the new job and you have that, and it's 14 months later. What's your goal for the next year?
For the next year, well, I'm supposed to be getting promoted in that job to actually being the buyer for the store, which is amazing. But weight-wise, I still want to lose about another 40 pounds. I want to be about 230-ish, which is my weight when I train to wrestle, so I'd like to get back to that weight. That's but the weight is so secondary at this point. It's just how much better I feel. That's the feeling I want to keep going.
It's funny, and Stacey, I experienced this, and you probably did, exactly what you're talking about, Pat. You come here for one thing, and then you realize when it goes past that 30, 60, 90-day weight loss, mm-hmm. the weight kind of becomes so secondary because it's such a lifestyle change. It brings so many more things to the table and opens so many more doors.
Well, I was going to ask you if you guys ever experienced this, like especially I wrote Dallas about because I was so moved by it. When I used to have a slight hunch in my spine. After 2 weeks, I noticed my spine and my posture straightened out, and I was walking around, and suddenly you look like you have more confidence. You exude that, and all people look at you differently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever experienced that.
I call it being 10-foot tall and bulletproof.
Well, I noticed for myself, my whole skeletal system seems to be in better alignment, and my shoulders are straighter. It changes everything, and I feel a little taller. So, and I noticed with Dallas, when I look at some of his old rest tapes and I see him now, I think he seems taller and he seems straighter. I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but that's what I noticed, and I think that's the nature of the workouts. They lengthen your spine, and they strengthen the skeletal system. So that makes sense.
Definitely. I just want to thank you guys, though, too, for always inspiring and doing this show.
Oh, well, we love doing it, and you know, it's people like you who keep the show going, calling in and participating. So thank you.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.
All right,
take care,
congratulations, Pat.
Yeah, so that was a pretty sweet show. Even with some technical difficulty there in the middle, we got Yoga Doc, we got Stacy, we got a great topic, we got Robert pulling things together for us. So, Yoga Doc, Robert, and Stacy, if you guys got some last words for the folks, go for it.
Well, I'll fill that space. allow me to jump in, folks.
I just want to. Oh, go ahead, Yoga Doc. Go.
I was like, never, ever give up. You know, I was thinking all through the night, I was thinking about Jake and how Jake has been going. You know, we're talking about, you know, we're all talking about making changes and how we're eating and such. And we look at where everybody's coming from. And, you know, I heard about the slide all the way down, you know, from, let's say, you know, you can slide from, okay, gluten. All right, now we're doing gluten-free things. Then we're going into a box of gluten-free things. Look at Jake, too. Just look at a guy who, you know, unfortunately was shooting, smoking, snorting, whatever, drinking. And when he slides, it's, man, I had a couple, I slipped down and I had a drink, or I had two drinks. You know, we all have to really look at from, and then all of a sudden he snaps right back and he's better than ever. We all have to look at from where we've been. Forgive ourselves for our little transgressions, you know, learn from them, just like as Stacy said, it's a wake-up call. It's an alarm. It's something to look at and to make a modification and then just keep going. You know, potholes are there. You know, just don't twist your ankle in them, but know that you've got to either get around them, get through them, and then just keep working hard, and, you know, it's all positive.
Yeah, and I just want to thank Brandon again for writing that really open, honest post. We've all been there at that phase where you just want to say, you know what, I'm tired of this. Maybe I don't want to do it anymore. And it's sort of like inching towards the door to make a getaway. And one really great way to stop that is do it exactly what he did. Reach out, admit you're having a hard time. We've got the best support system in the world here between Facebook and the show and Team DDP Yoga. So just, you know, reach out and use it. And Brandon, you really inspired me. So thanks for your post today.
Yeah, as far as Brandon's posts go, and everybody else out there who's struggling, take the advice of Stacy and Yoga Doc and DDP. Everything that they put out there exudes positivity. Lose the baggage and get rid of it. I'll also plug real quick Mark Miro's book, How to Be the Happiest Person on the Planet, because Mark is all about pause. And if you're in a dark space, his book can relate to that. I really related to it. So once again, thank you to all the listeners who are out there who tune into us each and every week. We wouldn't be here without you. You are the most inspiring and motivating group of people on the face of the planet. And I'm the guy who can't speak English tonight. So I've been your host, Marky, and I've enjoyed having the show with you guys, Yoga Doc, Stacy, and Robert. So just remember, permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. And at any point, if it's not working, change it. If the 10% comes a knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.